There were more protests in China over the weekend aimed at Japan. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the tension between the two countries has brought events in Asia to the attention of leaders in Washington.
This capital and the American public in general seem to have time and energy for only one troubled region at a time. For several years, that region has been the Middle East, the war in Iraq, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Comparatively little attention has been focused on Asia, which has recently produced some news, strikingly good news and strikingly bad news. The good news is the remarkable accommodation between India and Pakistan, both nuclear powers, who have long fought each other or glared at each other across disputed Kashmir. They have already revived bustlings and will soon start rail service, and symbolically important, for only the second time ever, a Pakistani president yesterday attended an India-Pakistan cricket match in India. The bad news comes from Japan and China, whose relations have sunk to the lowest point in decades. They are locked in a variety of disputes, ranging from China's threatened veto of permanent Japanese membership in the UN Security Council to new Japanese textbooks that, according to the Chinese, minimize Japanese military atrocities against the Chinese during World War II. Beijing's anger has been expressed in demonstrations outside the Japanese embassy in the capital and consulates in several other cities. In some of them, young people have shouted, "Kill the Japanese." Mostly the police stood by until a riot in Shanghai yesterday threatened to spin out of control. Japanese Foreign Minister Nobutaka Machimura made a quick trip to Beijing to protest and demand compensation for damaged property. Chinese Foreign Minister Li Xiaoxing told him that Japan has hurt the feelings of the Chinese and he saw nothing to apologize for. Machimura warned that relations between the two countries could decline to a serious state. This is one dispute that the United States has so far managed to stay out of, but that may not last. One element in the confrontation has to do with Chinese charges that Japan is backing the American position on the defense of Taiwan in the event of a Chinese move to annex the island. The prospects for Japan and China patching up their differences do not look very bright at the moment, and America may soon have another crisis to attend to. This is Daniel Shore.